from the first campaign in 2019, it was, you know, everything was a learning curve. And I knew that I had the heart and the determination to do it, but it really was getting to know the region, getting to know the issues a lot more in depth, being able to go and talk to people and make connections. So I feel that this time around, having done that, and really to be able to prove to the riding that I'm a contender and that I'm a serious person that can do this job and really wants to take on the job of being the member of parliament. I think that's what this time I've learned and I'm going to start the campaign with.
And you had somebody who people in Ontario politics might know really well help you. Can you tell me about that story and what he taught you?
Well, I was lucky enough. I knew John Rafferty and Howard Hampton in the past as our NDP reps. You know, they were the strong NDP presence in the north. And when I put my name forward, John Rafferty had just passed away. And you know, that was a devastating blow to northwestern Ontario. But a few weeks later, Howard Hampton gave me a call and said, "Hey, Yuksem, do you want to come up to Fort Francis and I'll bring you around and we can meet a few people?" And that started a really nice mentorship that lasted the whole campaign and a friendship that's still ongoing today. So to have Howard Hampton in my corner and believe in me really has made a difference for I don't know, my self-esteem, but also the amount of learning and information that he's been able to share from his, you know, lifetime of politics, I think is something that I would never be able to gain in any other way. So I'm super appreciative for his friendship.
For people that have run before, they kind of know what to expect. For somebody who was running for the first time, what were some challenges that you faced?
I think in the last campaign, it really was getting in your mind what 40,000 square kilometers actually is when you have to drive and knock on you know, 10,000-15,000 doors. And when you're one person, luckily we had about 100 days in that campaign and spread it out because the amount of traveling you have to do, the amount of people, the time that it takes to really get to know the constituents and you know, what their stories are, what their journeys are, what they're passionate about, what are the issues, the time that takes. I think that was a learning curve. You think you know how much time and energy a campaign is going to take, and then there's the reality of what that really means and how hard you have to work in order to have that good campaign and be able to listen and learn and then bring forward your vision for what you'd like to do and to be that voice for northwestern Ontario.
Other than the pandemic, are there certain issues that you think might still be relevant 2 years after the last federal campaign?
I think all of the issues are still relevant because in 2019, I think the Liberals campaigned on things like pharmacare, on childcare. They campaigned on reconciliation, on fresh water for Canadians. And 2 years later, yes, there was a pandemic, but all of those issues are still relevant because they haven't been solved. And it's not because they didn't have the opportunity to solve them. I think that the will just wasn't there, and so they're going to be campaigning on the same things again. So it always comes back to, for the NDP and for myself, it's about, you know, climate, reconciliation, public services. What as a society do we need in order to have that basic those basic rights met in order to create that better society that we all want?
And typical question of a candidate is, how close are you to the leader? You had him in Thunder Bay recently. Tell me about Jagmeet Singh.
Jagmeet is, you know, it's one of those things. In 2019, he was a new leader. He was just, you know, Canadians as a whole, as well as in the NDP, federally, we were just getting to know him. And over the campaign last time and in the 2 years since, he's been, you know, proven to be, you know, a very authentic, very ethical leader that has a lot of heart. So I've been working with the Sacred Fire for over a month here in Thunder Bay, which is a ceremony that's ongoing and a safe space for Indigenous communities and non-Indigenous communities to come and pay their respects for the children found in residential schools. And when I met with the elders and the community there, and you know, we were just talking about politics a little bit, and they said, wouldn't it be nice if Jagmeet came? And so I reached out to him, and within 24 hours, we had a response that absolutely he would be, you know, he would like to come and accept the invitation. So within a week, he was here in Thunder Bay and spent over 3 hours with the community at the fire, you know, listening to them, learning, and just being himself and being an authentic, you know, person. Not there just as a leader, but also as a person, as a Canadian, to pay respects for the trauma and you know, the discovery of these bodies and to learn about these truths. I think in the back of our mind we've always had, but to be able to be there and face it and be with the people who needed to heal and to hear them. So that's the type of leader he is, and it's the type of person he is. He's been that way with me since I began my campaign in 2019 and ever since. And I think that, you know, he goes, it goes a long way to just be true to yourself and know that that's the kind of person he is, to be the kind of leader he is, and I think that the kind of prime minister he might be.
As we talk, the writ hasn't been dropped. Hypothetically, if it's dropped, how might this campaign differ from the last one if it's not as long this time around?
Yeah, last time, because it was we have those fixed election dates that are supposed to be every 4 years, so we knew that the 2019 was going to be that October. It gave us, you know, 100 days to just really get people into those conversations and thinking about it. This time in a minority government, if the Liberals decide to dissolve government, firstly, I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does, we're going to be ready. Because, you know, I think Canadians need to know that this is about a power grab. It's about an attempt at a majority, not because I haven't met a single person that I've talked to that says, oh, yeah, I think we need an election right now. What we need is recovery. What we need is time to heal. What we need is time to be with our friends and family and make sure that everybody's safe. We don't need to be going to the polls to fight about who has more power. So this time around, if it's at the tail end of the pandemic, but also maybe in the first stages of the Delta variant coming back for a fourth wave, it's going to be hard in 35 days to really get out over the 40,000 square kilometers of Thunder Bay Rainy River. And we're going to have to, you know, be more cautious about, you know, social distancing, about masks, about vaccinations, traveling from community to community, doing that safely. You know, that you can't have the rallies, you can't have, you know, people are a little bit more wary of shaking hands and having long conversations. So it's one of those things that will be different. But I think being, you know, my second time is that the hard work that I did in 2019 will also pay off. And I hope that, you know, people remember that just because we're in a new, might be in a new election, is that I'm the same person and they can trust me to do the job and bring the heart back to government.
You have a unique background. How does somebody with your background end up running in politics?
Well, there's two pieces of my background. So one is that my dad's Chinese, my mom's French. So culturally, you know, there's a bit of a mix. For Northern Ontario, you know, I was born up in Hearst. So being from Northern Ontario, I think I always knew that small towns were important. And that communities were important, and that was something special that we had that made us better than getting lost in the big metro cities. So that part of always coming from the north and valuing it made it easy to advocate for the north in politics. And then the other side of it is it, you know, coming from education and labor and social activism, my background there has always been, you know what, when there needs to be some voice, you need strong people and leaders to stand up and bring forward those issues, or nothing's ever going to change. It just stays the same, and then people just complain about it. sometimes we need that change. We need that leader that's going to stand up and bring that voice forward. And I was that in the labor movement. I've been that in education. I've been that in different communities. And for me to step up and do that federally, I think is a natural fit.
What was the moment that made you realize to jump into it? Was it a conversation? Was it somebody, you know, kicking you forward to do that? What was that moment for you?
The Thunder Bay Labor Council, actually, one of their representatives said, I've been working with them for, you know, 10, 15 years. They know who I am. And they approached me and they said, Yuxam, you know, John Rafferty isn't running. And we thought that you'd be a good candidate. And I looked at them and I said, you do realize, kind of, you know, I'm just me. I'm just a regular Canadian in Northern Ontario that, you know, is trying to have a good life and do what I can for my family and my community. And he goes, that's exactly why we want you. And they said, because you can bring that heart and you do have the right compass and the right vision for what we think the NDP in Thunder Bay Rainy River needs, and that you would be a good succession for John. So to me, I was, you know, very humbled by that, and out of respect that I have for all the NDP giants that have been here in the north in the past, I'm just humbled to be able to have my voice beside theirs.
As a party candidate, especially at the federal level, how does the party support in terms of fundraising? What is the responsibility of the candidate? Because I don't know that knowledge is widely known.
So a lot of what goes on is local. The central parties, they do a lot of fundraising across the country. That's for like the big NDP things, like the commercials and the leaders tours and things like that. But locally, it's a lot of just the fundraising and the donors, people that pitch in $20. We don't have, you know, $1,600 golf tournaments that that the NDP put on. So a lot of it are smaller donations of people who really believe in what we believe in the social justice, in equity, in, you know, the basic human rights, and making sure that if society is going to move forward, we all have to move forward. We can't just forget about the you know, the 99% and hope that the 1% is going to take care of us. So fundraising and, you know, taking signs, knocking on doors, getting the word out is all grassroots. It's about the candidate and the volunteers that help, that go and really put their heart into it. And for the fundraising part, it's sometimes they open up their wallets and help us buy a couple more signs, rent an office, get so that we can get the phone line, so I can put, you know, gas in the car to be able to travel out to those smaller communities and make sure that their voices are heard too. So every little bit counts, and those are mostly local efforts.